Scenes from the Lives of St. Peter and St. James, Christ Pantocrator, the Virgin Enthroned, Franciscan Saints. On the left wall, in the upper register, the stories of Philip show the defeat of the dragon, banished from the temple thanks to the saint's intervention, Philip's dispute in Asia Minor, and his crucifixion. On the right wall are the stories of James, the saint's communion in the apse, the sermon in Jerusalem, and the martyrdom of St. James the Less, where many important figures of the time are present among the crowd of bystanders. The scenes of the miracle of the tower and the miracle of the pilgrims probably relate to St. James the Great. In the center of the apse, the figure of Christ Pantocrator holds the Holy Scriptures, flanked by Saints Philip and James, enclosed in medallions. Shown below are an Annunciation and the Madonna and Child enthroned. Naimerio and Manfredino de Conti, the chapel's two donors, are presented to her, respectively, by Louis of Anjou, under the tutelage of St. Francis, and by the blessed Luca Belludi, under the tutelage of St. Anthony. At the sides of the Virgin are two stories relating to the blessed Luca Belludi, follower of the Order of St. Francis, but also a faithful friend and interpreter of St. Anthony's preaching. In the first scene, a valuable reference for the study of Paduan architecture in the 14th century, Luca receives news of the liberation of Padua from the rule of Ezzelino da Romano. The other scene represents the miraculous healings at the Blessed's tomb. Busts of prophets framed by the arches of a loggia complete the decoration in the underside of the arch between the chapel and the apse. This compact, homogeneous cycle of frescoes is undoubtedly the work of a single painter, that of the Florentine Giusto de Menabuoi, whose name was already linked to the extraordinary cycle of frescoes in the baptistry of the Cathedral of Padua. We notice in it an attention to natural details and a solid awareness of space, in which the setting plays a fundamental role in the construction of the image. We are also struck by the diversity of scale used by the painter in the single panels, as if he had designed them individually without worrying unduly about their relation to the others.